from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, at least five people were rushed to the hospital after a skydiving plane went down near Cross Keys Airport in Williamstown. This is a developing story. Authorities are announcing eight arrests in a prostitution ring in Trenton and Camden. Investigators found five brothels and 15 survivors who were lured with false promises of other jobs. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Plackin says the women could not simply leave.
The women were not allowed to leave the houses where they were kept once they were there. In one instance, a woman who wanted to leave was told she could not because she owed one of the defendants $35,000 for bringing her into the United States.
Officials say the women were trafficked from Central and South America. A Mattawan woman admits to leaving the scene of a hit-and-run last year that killed a pedestrian.
Sonia Gomez has pleaded guilty to second-degree leaving the scene of a fatal crash in connection with the September death of Judith Fox Hernandez. Loved ones say the 58-year-old Aberdeen woman was out jogging when she was struck at a local intersection. The beloved mother, wife, and sister died of her injuries weeks later. Gomez was arrested after police traced the crash to her Honda Pilot. The 65-year-old faces up to 3 years in state prison when sentenced in August. In Vote, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And there is a brand new option for locals and visitors alike who want to spend some time on the water in Ocean County. Houseboat Rentals have launched a boatyard at the boatyard on the Manahawkett side of Barnegat Bay. Each rental takes a cue from a tiny house layout with space for up to six guests. For a glimpse at the new spot and other details, head to our website, nj1015.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And is the weather going to be good this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A bit muggy tonight as it turns out mostly clear. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. A lot of sunshine for tomorrow. There will be some afternoon clouds mix in and the potential for a late day or early evening thunderstorm in spots, any of which could bring some strong gusty winds. Highs will be in the upper 80s to near 90. The humidity will be a little bit lower than today. Clearing later tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65, and then a beautiful day on Friday for the 4th of July with sunshine and low humidity, highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Clark is 82, Middletown is 78, Atlantic City is 73. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.